I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. It's race week. Sorry, I thought I'd give it some serious beans, Tom Bellingham.
I might clip that. I think that should be clipped and played as like a jingle every Monday.
All right, yeah, but then we're not going to want to play it next week when Max has won by 50 seconds, are we? You know,
spoiler alert.
But of course, Formula One has finally returned this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Do not forget, Saturday being the race, and no more BS, no more meh, 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 meh. This is it. The cars will go on the track on Thursday. We'll see practice and we'll learn nothing. But by Saturday, we will figure out just how far Red Bull is ahead.
We sure will. This is the first race of the season. This is the unknown, of course, the first race of the season. We don't know anything. You wouldn't
when
know
do
that.
We know you would, Tommy,
yeah,
to be
you
fair.
Wouldn't know that based on the chatter online and the sort of doom and gloom about going into the season. But look, this is the most hype. So enjoy it. You never know what's going to happen.
The most hype. Know. What do you mean, Tommy? When Charles Leclerc goes three rounds from the end and could clinch the title if he wins? What do you mean? There's going to be more hype
like,
than right
I meant
now.
More like you know the, I mean? There's never you don't. This is where you literally can't predict anything. You never know.
We'll see how many we get right. Right, let's start off then where we always begin with biggest good surprise. For moi, for me, I am locking in Lewis Hamilton. So we've been on the flop express these last few weeks about Mercedes. I think even I think I've predicted him quite low down, actually, in the Drivers' Championship. Not because I think he's washed or anything like that. I think it's more about Mercedes. However, I am going to give Mercedes fans, I'm going to believe them for a second, because I've seen a screenshot of James Allison's face after 3 days of testing.
Looking happy.
And Mercedes fans are so sold that they have learnt more from that one interview than the entirety of 3 days of testing. I've seen also as well that the speed traps, they're really low, if not the slowest cars in the speed trap. And I'm just sat there like, yes, but Mercedes haven't exactly been quick in the speed trap last year either. But apparently that means they're sandbagging. So I think there's going to be a good surprise in Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, we love a sandbag, don't we? Yeah, Mercedes in particular love sandbagging. But this is the thing with Mercedes. I've seen... Everyone loves to predict like a pecking order, don't they, after testing? And I've seen Mercedes second, I've seen Mercedes sixth. Like, who knows? That's what I mean about the hype. Like, it could be, they could be anywhere.
It could be anyone who wins.
It could be anyone who finishes second in the race. My biggest good surprise, I have gone for Fernando Alonso. I am backing Fernando.
Your boy.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm going on biggest good surprise, not compared to last season, where he was obviously incredibly hyped going into the race. I feel like there's a bit of the opposite this year, where everyone just assumes that Aston Martin won't be able to make a good car this year because they fell off towards the end of last year. And there's not much... I don't think anyone would expect Aston Martin to do anything particularly great. I don't think people think they're going to be terrible, but, you know... They're kind of getting predicted as sort of like behind Red Bull, Mercedes, Ferrari and McLaren. So I am going for Fernando masterclass. Come on, Fernando.
Okay. Will it be more of a masterclass than last year when he overtook Charles Leclerc's stricken Ferrari for a podium? Lovely. Biggest flop. Now let's see what 2024 biggest flop has to offer with my predictions. I am going to lock in Esteban Ocon.
Oh, the poor bloke.
My guy delivered for me last year. Every time I flopped him, he flopped. And I don't know.
How many penalties does he need to get?
The most amount of penalties. Well, no, come on. We're not. You know, he doesn't have to break the world record for the amount of penalties in a race weekend. But yes, I don't know. I just feel as though Alpine aren't going to be great anyway. And then that kind of opens up the possibility for some serious floppage. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Because I'm nice. You get the point anyway if he is biggest flop. But if by some miracle you continue your trend and he breaks his own record of most penalties in the third time you've predicted him, you could have 2 points.
I think I can win the whole season, to be honest with you, if that happens.
It would be absolutely unbelievable if that happens. Biggest flop, no surprise that I am doing the stupid thing where I just love a team flop, and I'm doing it again.
Oh, your team again. I haven't learned anything.
I think in my head, I think that if I go for a team and they're not very good, whereas if I go for a driver and they do rubbish, but they still beat their teammate, then I won't get it. Maybe that's my logic.
I mean, your logic is flawed because I'm pretty sure your team suggestions have always been like
bad.
One driver bad and one
driver
good.
Yeah, I know. So it's going to happen again. So maybe that's a good thing for fans of this team. I've gone for McLaren. I don't think they're going to be as floppy as last season. That would take some doing. Like you say, the same with your Ocon thing. But I just don't think they've had the test that I thought they might. There's a lot of hype going into it. I think a lot of people thought they might be best of the rest after Red Bull. Can't believe that's now best of the rest. But maybe even like the second quickest team. And I just don't think they've had a particularly good test, and that they might just sort of be like 8th and 9th or something. So, yeah, I'm not quite on that McLaren choo-choo train yet.
Wow. If that one comes in, you will be attacked, and so will I, because obviously I went for Lando world champion in particular predictions, but then also have changed my mind in every other prediction I made. We now go to pole position. Friday's qualifying,
of course.
Charles Leclerc. My guy, my boy, he's getting pole. Yeah, and I was thinking about this. I was like, you know, usually Saturdays are the day for Ferrari and Charles Leclerc. Saturday is the race. Let's see who I've predicted as to win Saturday's race. But for Friday, I genuinely think Ferrari are the second fastest team, similarly to last year, and are able to get pole. It feels like that's in the waters. And I'm not delusional. I promise, maybe. I don't know. But I think Charles genuinely could get pole position. I also want an honourable mention Carlos Sainz. I think either of them could get pole position, genuinely. Carlos has looked decent in testing, and he was a comparable driver to Charles last year. But I'm going to go with Charles.
Pole position, I've gone for Max Verstappen. I just knew that you were going to do that.
He starts 2024 off.
Look.
Boring.
Well, I'm looking. You better not predict him for the win then.
You better not predict him for a double, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll see.
Thinking about some reliability issues? Sorry. Okay, carry on.
Max Verstappen, I was umming and ahhing about going for a Ferrari. I think it could be close. I think, yeah, Ferrari would, if they're going to do it, qualifying. We know how good they are in qualifying, Charles Leclerc in particular. So I was very tempted. But look, you predicted Charles, so I'll just have to throw a wild card and go different and go Max Verstappen.
Yeah, what a curveball that is to go for Max Verstappen. Oh my goodness me. Fair enough.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Let's get into our top three then. In third position, I am locking in Sergio Perez.
Okay.
Going to get podium, but I am smelling he's going to be quite far off Verstappen again this year. Just, I've seen some Helmut Marko slander already, which, ouch, you know, is not not ideal if you're Perez, about him getting out of his head, getting Max out of his head and just running his own plan or something like that. So I think the car will still be unbelievable. Perez will have a great shot at even maybe potentially second, but I think he'll finish third.
I literally can't work out where Perez is going to be, if it is going to revert to the start of last year where he is kind of in that like easy second place, or if he is going to be, you know, amongst the rest of it. I have
17th.
Yeah, maybe behind Hülkenberg. I have doubled down and gone for P3, Fernando Alonso.
Yeah, wow,
it's bold. It is very bold. But
is
look,
this coming with some like chaos here, or do you genuinely think pace third place
pace
for Alonso?
A bit of pace, a bit of just Alonso God, being a mate. Boss. I am on the Delulu train.
You've been
train.
Having some wet dreams about Fernando Alonso. That is crazy.
But look, if I'm going to be boring and go for Max pole position, I've got to throw a bit of a curveball in there and do something interesting. So, Fernando Alonso P3. Come on.
Okay. That would be an amazing prediction, genuinely. That would, I'm not giving you any more than 1 point because you went for Verstappen pole, but yeah, I like what you've done. Second place, Charles Leclerc. So it'll be another pole to non-win edition.
No. What would that be?
I can see it in my mind. I don't care, to be honest with you. I think he has 24 poles or 23 poles. What does he have? Just have a little. It's a lot of pole positions, which is upsetting to say the least.
It is absolutely insane, isn't it? That would be if he does what you say. That would be his
23 poles.
Yeah, so it'd be a 24th pole,
and he has five wins.
Yeah, ouch.
That is actually horrific. That was worse reading than what I remember, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
it is actually.
But yes, I just think Red Bull are going to have exactly the same advantage as they had last year. I hope Max isn't going to win by 3 days. I feel as though as well, you know, Red Bull might think, let's not go 100% right now with this car and wait for next year, because next year they can't do nothing. If they turn out and rock it up to 100, they can't change the rules because 2026 coming, new regs, you know what I'm saying? 2024, there's a slight risk if they dominate and win 24 races in a row. That the FIA might be like, yo, you're not allowed a front wing now. But yeah, Charles Leclerc second.
For P2, I have gone for Carlos Sainz. Yep, gone for the different Ferrari driver for P2. I'm just,
different. Wait, so you've was that a spoiler then? Are you trying to say there's only one Ferrari driver on the podium?
No, we'll find out. You
stop
never know.
It. Oh my God, Tom. I'm getting hot under the collar. Right.
yeah, I've gone for Carlos. I think he'll be fired up. And yeah, like you say, I think he maybe is a bit underrated and can have a good race. He'll be there with Charles, I think, again. And it'll be a close fight between them, I think, for quite a lot of the year. So yeah, excited for the race. And I'm going a bit different. All Spanish podium so far for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, first position, Max Verstappen. I had to get him then at least once. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get a point here because I've been chefing a little bit with that Charles Leclerc pole. And, yeah, need to get that point. So, yeah, thank you very much. I don't even need to explain. What do I need to explain? It's Max Verstappen. He won 19 last year. Red Bull won every single race apart from one. Max Verstappen's going to win the Bahrain Grand Prix.
But
please tune in and watch all P1 content from here to the end of the universe. Thank you.
P1, I've gone for Max Verstappen.
Oh, what?
I know. Ruined it at the end.
I thought you were going to say Ferrari 1-2.
Charles Leclerc, yeah, that would be wild.
2022 all over again.
I know. There is part of me that thinks that, yeah, maybe the car is fast but unreliable and there could be an issue, but I don't know. Like, it's so hard to bet against him in that first race, especially now the Bahrain curse has been broken by him last year.
Oh, yeah, that well-known
thing. That did go on for years, to be fair.
And then Max was like, I don't care.
Yeah, he's like, this is silly. And, yeah, you'd be so hard to bet against him. It's just, he's looked very ominous. But I personally don't think it's going to be like a walkover, we say. But we'll find out.
Ooh, but you haven't put Charles Leclerc on the podium. What happens to Charles, please?
Well, we'll find out. But I knew you'd put Charles up there, and I was just like, well, I think
he's finishing fourth in your eyes. Tell me he's finishing the race.
Maybe, or he might have like a bit of an issue. A little poetry in motion pit stop, maybe.
Well, you better be tuning into Twitch, because if that happens, my PC is going directly out of the window. So we'll see about that one. Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for believing in Charles. Let's go to our one crazy prediction. And mine is Max will win the race by less than 15 seconds.
Ooh.
Yep. Yep. I just think that either one, Red Bull don't turn their engine on much, or two, it genuinely is closer. But either or, Max is not dominating the Bahrain Grand Prix. Max is going to dominate the Bahrain Grand Prix, isn't he?
My prediction, crazy prediction, is Max wins by 3 minutes. No, it's not.
That's not crazy.
It's not crazy, though, is it? I feel like it's just... Yeah, we're all doing the same thing here. So I've gone for that the RB20 has a mechanical problem during the race weekend.
Yeah,
so Perez brake fire and practice.
Nah, that's outrageous.
Well, the car doesn't break down very often, so look, just got to cover it. It's a wide, you know.
It's a wide thing, but wide I guess thing. We need to stipulate if Perez, you know, it's just in the garage and they're working on his car a little bit. It has to be out on track. You know what I'm saying? Like, then I'll accept it. You know, he's got a puffy...
No, you can't say that. Like not... Yeah, if he's failing to get out the garage and there's a problem, yeah, fair. But, like, I'm not gonna claim it if, like, they miss the start of quali by, like, a minute because they're, like, screwing his wheel nuts on.
Neither am I. Okay, just so you know, neither am I. So there we go. We've got the terms and conditions out there. And finally, three crazy predictions from you wonderful lot. Reply to the graphic that we post on Twitter or Instagram if you want to be featured next time. First up is M. Lawrence. Both Mercedes DNF. Don't know why, just vibes. Ooh. Well, that goes against what I... believes going to happen, so we're interesting. Jerep Tujula, double Q3 for stake.
That's bold.
That is enormously bold. They've seen Zhou third in day three of practice testing and gone, yep.
They're
to be fair, Bottas did cook last year, you know what I'm saying? Bottas was really good.
They were actually quite good last year at the start, Alpha. You just never know what they're going to do. Maybe.
Yeah, let's see what stake manages to muster up. And finally, Esty Bestie 8. The Ferraris and Mercs are a lot closer to Red Bull than we think, and it's a three-way fight for the win.
Yes, please.
That sounds like you're sleeping, Esty Bestie 8, but I want a piece of that dream and to make it reality. Yes, please. As long as the Ferraris are ahead of
And you're
the
wrong,
Mercedes
it's going to be Fernando, but yeah. We'd take
We'll still give
him
the point, even if it's a three-way fight for the win, right, wouldn't we?
Like, well, I think we'd give him about 20 points if it's a three-way fight for the win. We'd absolutely love it.
Fair.
And I hope they're right.
And they will need cheering up as well, because I have put biggest flop Esteban Ocon. So Esty Bestie 8 will need all the points they can get to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Right, that is it. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening to the first predictions podcast of the year. Let us know your predictions on social media. We love to see them. And yes, we're back. We are back. Formula One is back. content coming out of our ears, both on P1 and Wheel Knowledge. And also, do not forget, P1 live show tickets are still available. It's the middle of April, the 11th, the 12th, and the 14th of April. Get your tickets before they sell out, and we'd love to see you there. So see you very soon. Lots of love. And subscribe. I never say subscribe to the channel. Oh, can you please subscribe to the YouTube channel? Like, please, we've not done any call to action for this for about a year. But subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon. Subscribe to Tommy's OnlyFans as well.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.